Okay, so in relation to conferences, by 1984, we'd already been doing these things for, what, for 10 years, 8 years, 10 years, something like that. We started in 76. It's actually not true. There were some very interesting events with that happened at the Park Building before I got here in the early 70s. The man who wrote The Secret Life of Plants, I've forgotten his name, he was a part of one of them. In fact, he was one that actually appeared in that famous video done by Magnus Magnusson. Peter Tompkins, I think was his name. But the first conference, first big international conference that happened was happening in the hall. It was the World Crisis, the Wholeness of Life. In 1984, after the Building a Planetary Village conference, I actually went to California for a year to work with Barbara Marx-Ebert, who I had met here in a conference called A Positive Vision for the 80s. Both she and, well, she came for a conference here and basically put out her positive vision. And then she decided that she would actually run for vice president of America on a campaign for a positive future. And I had become close to Barbara when she was here, and decided that I would go and work for her, with her on this campaign. So I went to America, worked on this campaign as her so-called issues coordinator. But it became clear that Ronald Reagan was going to win in a landslide, which he did. I came back here for a conference that was called the New Economic Agenda, which I believe François Duquesne put together. And it was the first time that Jonathan Porritt had ever come to Findhorn. And just listening to Jonathan talk about his vision of seeing green, based largely upon a book that he'd written, the same title, made me feel as though, the ecological vision as a complement to the spiritual vision that we were sort of cultivating was a very powerful next step for both of us. And it was in that context, in the immediate aftermath of that context, that Vita de Vol actually put forward an idea for creating something called a fellowship, a way to invite the many prominent people who had been through the community and who wished us well into something of a more coherent network that would be there for as a point of reference whenever we needed advice. But it could also speak well of us in influential circles, so that they wouldn't it would be perceived as being less of a cult, less of a bunch of nuts. And we'd I was given the blessing by the relevant authorities in the community to proceed, and did so in 1984. And the network has continued to unfold and evolve ever since, over the past 35 years or so. We still have something like 120 Findhorn Fellows all over the world who, once again, are in sympathetic resonance with who we are, what we're on about, and see our work as being an expression or continuation of their work as well. So it's been a wonderful exercise keeping those, first of all, connecting those groups and bringing them together, and also, of course, hosting them here during the 50th birthday. For some bizarre reason, there was actually the weekend before the 50th birthday was totally unbooked, primarily because they wanted to start on Monday and go to the following Monday, atypically, rather than Saturday to Saturday. In that effect, the weekend was free and could therefore be available to convene a gathering of something like 50 of our fellows, out of which came an initiative to actually run, to co-sponsor an event of their own. So this conference was called the New Story Summit, Inspiring Pathways for Our Planetary Future. And once again, it was a very hugely successful event. We didn't have an agenda. The idea that was that whoever came would help co-create the agenda. And I think we did create a kind of a tapestry of possible futures, which still continue to provide at least a framework for this very turbulent period through which we are now passing.